Namaste. My name is Rui Simmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak live a miraculous life. Do you wait that all your deepest desires will be fulfilled? And then your dream life will start. You have read all the stories. Maybe your dream life will never start. And what then? I have heard last time a prize-winning speech from a young Sikh at the University of California about these great stories from these awesome people. And he proved that no story is true from them. Even Gandhi, the hero of India, had sexually assaulted women. Because nobody is perfect. They are fabricating the stories to catch us. It's just so simple. Sell dreams and deliver BS that you can see everywhere. Catch the people with their dreams and then you can sell the thing. It's just the things is one time over. There's nothing true from them. And we are not perfect. All these holy crap stories and so on. Get rid of them. We can start right now to live our incredible, marvelous, miraculous life. And we just change today our attitude. And not tomorrow something when all our dreams will be fulfilled. This never will work out. So what we should do to live a miraculous life? We should do something where we are passionate about. And this every day. So for instance, I love to write, to make these books. And I love Qigong, I love meditation, and also sport. For instance, Qigong, you think it's very boring for you, okay, but not for me. You should do something what you love about. And I can say, my God, Qigong is so miraculous, is magic, or Qigong is magic. Maybe I should write a book about it. I know need only 700 calories every day. Can you imagine this only? And even then I'm getting fat and fat and fat. Okay, but I take on weight. You see, I'm passionate about this. And for you is it, and I got total in bliss and in peace in the mind with Qigong. Okay, I have to stop because think over what you're passionate about and do it and do it and do it. And generosity. As if we give something, our egoistically mind will change. That we're not so ego-focused. Just don't be stinging, give something. Even I'm thinking, but sometimes, okay, give every day something small, fine. Then, what I see always, the people don't do anything every day what they have fun with. This means feel good every day. Look for something that you can do with joy, with fun. And do it every day. And this will also cure many diseases. Because people need joy and also the body needs joy and fun. Then the next thing is feel thankful. So what I have tried out, and it is really working, if I make a mistake, I say directly thank you that nothing bad had happened, and it works out. Or if I would give a thank you for everybody who is doing a mistake in front of me, would be even much better. You see? You can do give thank you to everything and do it every day. This will change our attitude, and so we enjoy more our life. Okay, now comes a very big thing. I see it everywhere, everywhere without any exception. Unschedule your life. Have time to relax and to reflect on your mistakes. We all do mistakes, and we need time to reflect on it. Otherwise, we do it again and again and again and again. And people who have more time will relax easier. Unscheduled, that you have time, that you have freedom in your life. And not, I have to do this, I have to do this. Like a machine, like a robot. And I see it everywhere. BS. This is you are a human being, and you don't want to be a machine, okay? But do one step every day towards your dream. Even if it never will be fulfilled, but be happy that you can do this step. And I give all the time a thank you that I can do one little step forward. Might be not a big step, a little step. It's enough that I have the time to do this. Connect with the divine. This is very important, because we want the favor of the divine. So sing, for instance, full of passion, a song for God. Or meditate. Or go in the temple. Or do awesome yoga or awesome qigong, where you slip in a meditation state. Or go dancing, but the thing is that you should connect with the divine through that. And then comes the next step, open up your heart. Be vulnerable. Even the chiefs and the boss, if they are vulnerable, the people have more faith in them. Because then they are human beings and they can connect with each other. And if we are closed heart, we cannot connect. Then we are not open for the love, for affection. Then we live a really miserable life if we cannot open up our heart. Be vulnerable. Open up your heart. And then the next thing is trust in God. What this means, that we are always in the right moment at the right place to learn the right things to go forward in our life. We are always, really always in the right place. And also, I was thinking over the last 5 days that everything was, every hard worst time, or my worst times had been the best times in my life. Because I've learned so much, my worst times I've learned qigong, for instance. And I'm happy that I've done it. Okay, thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.